We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Date Me. It's a podcast where we explore why I seem to be undateable. I don't understand why I'm undateable because I'm cute, I'm funny, I got a fat ass, and I love giving blowjobs. I have a guest here today. He's very funny. I met him when I moved to LA. We do improv together. We've done podcasts together. Dan Lipper!
Yeah!
Dan! How are you, Dan?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good despite being soul-crushingly and painfully lonely.
I'm sorry.
In my dating life. Are you on Tinder or Bumble?
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
But you were in a relationship.
I was in a relationship until
with
like
a rocket scientist.
8 months ago. That's what you thought, but no.
What did she do again?
She was a resident director at Cal State University, so she like worked with the students.
I don't know why I thought she was a scientist.
I don't either. I think you met her at New Year's.
Oh,
used to be New Year's, yeah. And I don't know what the where from there. She might have just said it to you.
She was like, "I'm a rocket scientist." Shh. And I was like, "Dan, that's what she said." How long did you guys date?
Just over 2 years.
Oh, dang, that's a long time. Are you sad?
I'm very sad. I was essentially the one that ended the relationship, and it was like a long-term compatibility issue, but it was still a very sad thing. It was still someone I was in love with. It just
okay, then we don't have to talk about that. The podcast is about me.
Yeah, we can.
Well, what do you mean long-term compatibility?
We'll get more about me, I was realizing like a place that I put myself a lot in relationships is like not very open and vulnerable and just like being there for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like set up that as a pattern, and I felt like I wasn't being my full self. And when I like confronted that, I realized like it was going to be hard to change in that relationship. And
because it had already been like 2 years. It's like, how do you change
The
way you're presenting yourself?
Yeah.
So what do you mean you weren't being your like real self? I don't understand that. I talked about that with Will.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty much what you see is what you get. Like, you're not going to date me and then be like, oh, she's got so many levels and secrets.
Yeah. I think like a thing that happens with me and a lot of other comedy guys I know is like you put yourself – it's hard to like be vulnerable anywhere other than like on stage and in podcasts. Like, and that was a thing I told her about. Uh-huh. I was like, it's weird to me that I feel like more myself. And like, sometimes I worry about my family or like her listening to me on a podcast. And I was like, that was weird to me because that felt more like the real me. And like, I haven't been giving that version of myself to you because I've been like protecting that version of myself. because when it's not a performance, it's just very open and hard.
Interesting.
And so I've been trying to be that full version mm-hmm. all the time with the people I care about.
Do you think you are the full version of you with your friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just not with a woman?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
I think because it's like, that I don't have any fear of being rejected by my friends.
Mm.
Our compatibility with me and my friends is usually fully like comedy
mm-hmm.
And shared interests and like a vibe when we're hanging out.
Oh.
And when you're like trying to date somebody, mm-hmm. I think you're like looking through a bunch of different prisms and not. It's like, well, if I make this kind of joke, is she going to think I'm a weird idiot? I'm trying to be like your kind of funny. Like, have you ever performed for an audience?
Oh, absolutely. Where you're like, you don't like it dirty. Do you like silly?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you like smart humor. Yeah. And you just like cycle through things.
And none of it is you. So mm-hmm. you bomb because you're trying to do someone else's
yeah.
thing.
I once was dating this guy and I had made a 9/11 joke over text. And then he didn't answer me for 6 hours. And I was like, that's it. We're done. He didn't like that 9/11 joke. He hasn't forgotten. And he was just napping.
He hasn't forgotten. Well, that's a long nap. That's why you got to break up with him. He took a 6-hour nap.
Well, he broke up with me. He said I liked him too much, but I didn't even like him.
Wow.
I was settling for him. I was like.
And he saw it as you liking him too much.
I guess because I would like, I don't know, when I decide I want to date someone, like I pursue them very hard.
Uh-huh.
And then I like make a choice that is like, I like you. And if I don't like you right now, I can grow to like you, which is a terrible thing.
Yes, I've had that.
I don't know why I do it.
Because it's hard to be alone. I think it's also, it's hard to be alone. And also like there's this, I think when you haven't had a really good connection or like relationship with somebody, mm-hmm. you don't know what it's supposed to look like. And just the
yeah.
fact that someone likes you, you think mm-hmm. is enough.
Yes, I do think it's enough when someone, because I had this on and off again thing for like 3 years where I still don't know if he liked me.
Yeah.
It was very, he would be like, he said he loved me, but I was like, I don't.
Your actions don't show
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like you're being crazy half the time. And I didn't enjoy being with him. And I would like be myself, but like in a way where I was like, am I actually being myself? Because if I was to be myself, I'd be like, hey, everything you said in the last 2 minutes, I don't give a fuck about, and you're acting crazy.
Right.
And then I was like, you can't do that. That's rude.
There's probably a middle ground, though, where you do that version of yourself and people, like, know when you're coming from a mm-hmm. real place or a mean place or, like, that's what you want is someone
it's
that, like.
So hard to, like, I guess you always have to adjust yourself for a relationship, yes?
I think probably early on.
Mm-hmm.
But the ideal, the people I've felt closest to are the ones who, like, I see their full self.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even the things that are flaws, like, I will like them because of those flaws.
Mm.
Like, you have to, like, be more okay with their flaws than not okay, maybe? Or, like, whatever those things are.
I also always feel more flawed than other people.
Do you?
Yeah, because I don't really think rules are rules. Like, okay. The rules of the road, to me, they're merely suggestions. You don't have to stop at every stop sign.
Uh-huh.
If there's nobody there, why are we stopping? And then I like got into a fight with this one guy over seats at the Arclight. I was like, if there's nobody here, we don't have to sit in our assigned seats. And he was like, but what if somebody comes?
Right.
And I was like, and they'll sit in another seat. And he's like, that starts a chain reaction. I was like, not if the movie started.
I got into this argument the other night about leaning your chair back on a plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're very tall.
And I say, don't lean your chair back.
Yes, I agree. I'm
because
not
that means
super tall, but I don't. Why do you need to lean your chair back?
You know that to make yourself comfortable, you're hurting somebody else.
Yes. And then when you lean back and then someone leans back on you, how the fuck do you get up? You're just like leaning, trying to get up, and it's very hard. I agree with you. Don't lean back because you're just making the seats smaller.
Yeah. But that you don't mind that for a theater, because you're not actually hurting anybody necessarily.
No.
They'll find another seat.
Yes. But, like, we got into, like, a full-blown argument about it, and I was like, can you not be dumb about this?
How do you argue? Do you argue well? Or do you get like really personal or take stuff personally?
I don't take stuff super personally, but I feel like other people do.
Yeah.
Like I've gotten into arguments with people and then they'll be like, well, I've done X, Y, and Z. And I was like, okay, we're not arguing about that right now. I think I tend to stay pretty level-headed, but I can hurt your feelings very quickly.
Uh-huh.
I can get very mean.
Yeah, I imagine you can know what someone is self-conscious about.
Ooh, yes,
and you can know how to push that
button.
Truly,
just extrapolate it and then serve it to you on a platter and have you cry. I once made my 7th grade teacher cry. Let's look at my Tinder profile. Okay, so this is my Tinder profile. I want you to go through the pictures and read the profile. Tell me what's right and what's wrong about it.
Okay.
Also, if you're listening at home and you want to see a visual of what my profile on Tinder and Bumble looks like, you can go to Facebook.com and you can go to my fan page, Nicole Byer Comedy, and you can click on the album that says Tinder/Bumble, and you can see them there. And then you can say, Nicole, that's a crazy picture, or Nicole, I like that picture, and it'll be wonderful and amazing.
Okay. Okay, so your picture is you holding a big dildo.
Mm-hmm.
Very big dildo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cute picture.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
It's a good picture. Good hair.
Okay.
You look great.
Okay.
Because
I'll tell you something. All of my female friends have been like, that's a bad picture.
Well, then there's the huge dildo. So here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Is what's the goal with the photo, right? Because if someone didn't know who Nicole Byer was and asked me, I could show them this picture and I think I'd get the idea across pretty well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think the reason why I like the picture so much is because I feel like it sums me up in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I like to look pretty, I love hair, and I love dicks, and I'm silly.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of color in the picture.
You do nail all those things. So what I wonder is how much of this profile of a profile is supposed to be the bait where someone doesn't know they're going to be biting into a hook?
Because
right now you're showing them everything. You're like, this is me. I hold a big dildo. I'm giving no opportunity for someone who might be a maybe to say yes, right? I'm making you make a hard decision right away.
Yes, I want you to make a hard choice.
And if that's your goal, this is a good photo.
You're into it or you're not into it.
Yes.
That's it. Because I don't want anyone to just be like, oh, I guess I like what I see. Oh, hi.
Yeah.
I want you to I want a hard yes.
I think the other thing, though, is in this era, well, maybe not because it doesn't have your full name, but I'm thinking so after a first date or if you're texting for a while, mm-hmm. someone will Google you.
Yes.
And they'll get your full persona.
How, though? So I thought about it. I was okay, so you a black woman named Nicole. How would you figure out anything?
How much do you text with people when you're on Tinder or Bumble before you go on a date?
I would say for a day or two.
Yeah.
I tried not to text for a very long time because I think texting people for a while creates false intimacy.
Yes.
So I try to keep it very short. Let's go out.
I've had relationships start over text.
Yeah.
And go too far before we've even
Yeah, and then you're like, I don't know what your voice sounds like.
Yeah. I would say that I think you want the profile to be – this is someone who doesn't use this at all, so I don't know.
Okay.
But you want the profile to be I don't know, a Monet. From a distance,
okay.
It's okay, this looks great.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to let you see all the splotches yet.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a kind of broader version of me.
Broader strokes.
And then texting, you'll learn a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they'll get they'll find out you're a comedian.
I never tell them.
You don't tell them you're a comedian.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't tell people I do comedy because then they're if they don't do comedy, they're tell me a joke.
Right.
Well, I get paid to tell jokes now, and you're not paying me.
Yeah. And anyone that says that right away, you're out.
Yeah.
So your next picture is you by a Christmas tree. This
uh-huh.
is a good one.
Thank you.
A far away picture,
uh-huh.
but so I don't get a lot of you, but I like the aesthetic. It's
but
a good
I'm humping
picture
the
overall.
Tree.
Are you humping it? I can't tell that.
Uh-huh. That was the goal of the picture.
I can't tell you're humping.
Oh, man.
Maybe that's just me, though.
No, it's fine. I guess it just...
This one's a great one. This is a profile pic, the next one. It's you in front of a mirror, right? You've
uh-huh.
used this for a profile. I feel like I've seen this picture before.
Yeah.
Or a publicity
Facebook
photo
or something.
Yeah. That's a great one. It's you. Is it in a just a trailer or a room. Great outfit, great hair, great makeup, great necklace. You look good in this.
Okay.
This is you humping an empty bookshelf in what looks like a dorm wearing like a full dancer's unitard. And your face is like, oh, fuck, I'm doing this. This is the next one's you with a very intense face and a heart. Kind of like a, like, I'm ready to fuck face, I would say. Oh, this is a great one with you. Is this your dog?
That's
Is this Charlie?
Dog, Clyde. That's Clyde.
Okay. This is a good photo, too.
So the photos are good?
I think the photos are good. I think that, like, this is, like, the full, honest version of you,
okay,
right?
I think so.
And it's, like, how much do you want to present that right away?
I feel like I should put it all out there so you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
So there's, like, no surprises. So you can't be like, oh, I guess she really loves dicks. It's like, you know she does. Okay, read
I'd say
read
this
my
real
profile.
Quick. I would open with this picture.
Okay.
And I would close with the dildo just as a button.
Okay.
So you get, it's like the comedy. They're scrolling through, and then they hit you holding a huge dildo, and it's okay. Like, oh, that's funny. That's
okay.
A good sense of humor.
Oh, and that means they scroll through all the
and
pictures.
And they scroll through to get to
okay.
It.
Okay,
and
all
then
right.
The last one's like, okay, are you still with me?
Okay, I think that's good. I think I'm going to do that.
I got a fat ass, so if you're not into it, waving by emoji, and then like the woman doing her hair, putting her hand up to her hair emoji. I like people with a sense of humor because life is too fucking long not to laugh. DTF down to figure skate or fuck or farm or fly a kite, whichever is easier. 28 friends. All right, so that's all. That's your profile.
Do you think that's good? Do you think
great.
That's bad?
Is it all true? It's all like you might just be on here to fuck somebody.
I mean, I have. Sometimes you get so horny, you can't help it.
Here's what I think. The majority of the majority of men I know mm-hmm. probably are down to fuck either way.
Okay.
I don't think you need to say it in your profile because then you get the sleazebags uh-huh. who are like, oh, great, that's all I'm going to mm-hmm. get out of this. I think, like, my big note is most guys want to fuck.
Okay.
So I don't think you need to put that out there right away.
Okay.
Because you're going to get the gross guys first.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Does that happen to you?
Yeah. Like,
do you get a lot of, like, immediate dick pics or, like...
Well, you can't send a dick pic through Tinder, but I do get... Okay, so this man, Michael, messaged me. This is, like, on the 30th. He said, I'd like to give you a little spanking. So I said, why? Did I steal too many cookies from the cookie jar? Then he said, mm-hmm, you've got a really spankable ass. Also, pretty eyes. You into kink at all? So I said, well, I am a little cookie thief. If you got cookies, I'ma steal them. He said, I got cookies for you. And I said, I hope not oatmeal. Then he said, we should get together sometime. No, chocolate chip. And I said, well, okay, I love chocolate chip cookies. Then he said, come steal my cookie so I can spank you. I said, only if you have a good cookie jar. Because I was like, I'm not going to meet this man.
No.
And then I was like, also, I really want him to comment on the cookie thing.
Yeah, you want him to, like,
yeah, just
play
like,
into the joke.
This is weird. Or be like, why are you so interested in cookies? So then he said, come find out. I have my own place in Northeast LA. Where the fuck is that?
No one's ever said Northeast LA.
No, I was like, it's not Echo Park because you would just say that. Then he said, I want to get behind that big, beautiful ass. I bet you look great nude. I said, I do look great nude. I'll only come if you have more than chocolate chip cookies. He said, I have ginger snaps, too. And I said, ew. He said, look, I'll get you whatever kind of cookies you want. So then I said, wait, you're buying cookies? Gross. I hate store-bought cookies. Shaking my damn head. Homemade cookies are full of warmth and love. Then he said, I'll bake them. And then he said, do you want to play? I said, I want to bake. So
this guy is trying so hard. He's doing everything he can to just get, like, one sexual word out of you, and you won't give it to him.
Nope. I just want cookies. And then I had this whole conversation with this guy, Andy. So we have a mutual friend in common, and that's what he opened with. And I was like, okay, cool, great. The mutual friend we have in common is a dear friend of mine. And then we have just gone back and forth having the most uninspiring, mundane conversation.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And he hasn't asked me out yet, but he's kept the conversation going. And then at this point, I'm like, I shouldn't ask him out, right? Like, he messaged me first.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't get it. What's that about? Why do men, you're not on apps, but, like, maybe you can answer this. Why do you think men speak to women or like approach women when they have no desire to follow through with anything.
Are you texting him at any given time? Like, yeah. Is it whenever? It's not just like at late at night or anything.
No, not
like
late
that.
At night. Sometimes it's 3 p.m.
Yeah. I think like there have been times for me where it's like kind of out of like pure, like it's someone I do like and mm-hmm. am interested in, but like it's more out of like loneliness and needing my own attention.
Ah.
Like if I bit, like especially right out of a breakup or something mm-hmm. like that, it like I'll like text someone a bit. And if they keep texting me back, mm-hmm. I won't stop it, and I will, like, even, like, lean into it when I'm, like, at my loneliness.
Ah, interesting.
And maybe it is someone I'm interested in and just, like no, I'm not actually ready mm-hmm. for. Like, it's not someone I just want to have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be someone I want to date, but not right now. And so it's kind of just, like, to keep to be like, hey, I'm still alive, don't forget about me. Like I think like that's not my active thought process.
No, but it's like a subconscious thing to like keep ladies in your pocket for like just in case you want a little attention or just in case you're like ready to date again. Do you ghost women?
Not for a while. I think there was a time where there were a couple people I ghosted because I did not know how to interact with women.
Okay.
And I didn't know how to live in a middle ground between dating and, like, hooking up.
Okay.
And it was easier for me to just stop responding. And then I realized that that, like, is just a thing that hurts people's feelings and is very mean. Like, this would have been, like, in my 20s when it, like – I think – you may or may not know about most men in comedy,
mm-hmm.
is they spend most of their lives thinking no woman wants to be with them.
And then they get on a stage, and then women are like, well, I would love to fuck you, and then it fucks with your head.
And it's like, well, I don't even know if I want to have sex with you, but you're giving me attention, and I mm-hmm. don't want to turn that away, because 16-year-old me, it's all he wanted. Mm-hmm. And so you're like in this weird middle ground of like, I got it. And then you get older and you learn how to like shut down urges if you know that they are like
shut down urges.
It's like, yeah, maybe I do want to have sex once with this person, but I know that they're interested in me beyond that. And mm-hmm. I don't want to take advantage of that. Or I have to be better at communicating what my expectation is earlier on.
Do you have chuckle fuckers in your life?
That I actually, like hook
up
with?
Have you ever, like, had a show and a girl been like, oh, my God, you're, like, so funny. Can I, like, buy you a drink? And then you, like, fuck them?
No. Not, like, in that way. Like, the most that's ever happened is, like, someone has told me, like, has introduced themselves to me mm-hmm. and been like, I think you're funny. And then, like, we've talked for 2 months
mm-hmm.
and then finally, like, made out or something like that. But I have never, like, gone home with somebody the night after a show or anything like that.
I have never either. I don't.
I have this feeling of like, there's something wrong with you if you wanted to have sex with me right away. Like, I don't buy it. And I think that, like, it's not like I am not that funny or that attractive in my mind. So it's like, you would have done this to anybody.
Dan Lippert. I think funniness transcends attractiveness, I think.
Yes.
I think if a man is very funny, then you're like, all right, you can look like a little hobbit. Like, that's okay. It's fine. You're funny.
I think I've learned that more and more is that, like, there is a confidence and just, like, a thing about having a sense of humor that, mm-hmm. that there are women that like that.
I mean, the most I'll get after a show is, like, especially stand-up, people be like, I mean, you're, like, funny for a girl, and I'm
ugh,
like,
God.
Can't I just be funny for a human being? It's very, very, very annoying.
Yeah,
I
can imagine. It's mm-hmm. all you want is just a normal. Mm-hmm. People really have to. It's really hard to just give a normal compliment for some reason.
It is, and everyone has to put like a disclaimer on it, like or on, a validating thing on it. It's very
like on Harold Knight, like what you did. It would always be like, your group was funnier than the other group,
yes.
And it's like, just say we were funny. Why do you have to hurt the other person? Like,
the other group was shit. Yeah. You guys were really great. Yeah, I don't know why people do that. The only time I've ever really been hit on after a show is when I've hit on someone on stage, but. People don't understand that when I'm on stage, I honestly can't see you, and I'm doing a bit.
Oh, so like you're
really
doing stand-up while
you.
Doing crowd work, you'll like be like, oh, I want to fuck this guy.
So I can't remember. I was in Columbus, and I don't know why it came up. Oh, I do a bit where I'm like, I'm looking for a boyfriend, whatever. I do this on stage because I'm looking for someone to finally raise their hand and say, I volunteer as tribute, whatever. And then there was this guy in the front and I was like, oh, you're kind of cute. I wish you'd volunteer. And then he was like, I would. And I was like, oh, would you? And then I like just like very forcefully hit on him. And then like the more laughs it got, the more I did it because I was like, that's how bits work.
Yeah, he doesn't see it as a comedy show. He sees it as like a powerful woman hitting on him.
This woman wants everything I'm serving. And it's like, but you're like literally sitting in the dark and I don't even know what you look like. So then after the show, he was hanging around and he was wearing a black button down, a black vest, and a red tie. And I was like, do you work at TGI Fridays? Did you just come from work? And then he was just like hanging in the shadows.
Was his hair slicked back?
No.
Okay.
No, he was a black guy, so his hair was just on his head. And black people, I don't think we use gel very often. And so I was taking pictures with a couple girls, and then we made eye contact, and I was like, oh, God, that's the man from the front. And then he, like, was like, hey, where are you going after this? And my friend Mateo was opening for me. I was like, oh, we're going to the Cheesecake Factory. And he was like, oh, all right.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, okay, bye-bye. It was very awkward. Sometimes men get a little too into me, and I'm like, this needs to stop.
Is that the same reason that you're like, why would you be this into me this quickly? Or is it the way they get into you?
The way they get into me. It becomes like this like a weird pouncy thing that like it feels like it's like you want to take over me. Or I don't know. I can't really explain it.
No,
I went on a date with this guy. We were talking on Tinder. And so he messaged me. I messaged him back. And then I was like, actually, I just kind of want to fuck this dude. I think he'll be fine. And I was like, do you want to just fuck? And he was like, I guess. No, actually, that's a little too soon. I'd rather go out. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then he was like, do you want to have wine at my place or like go to a bar? And I was like, wine at your place. And he was like, can we go to a bar? And I was like, all right, fine. We can do this. And then I get there and I was like, ooh, thank God we met in public. Because his nails were like slightly too long. And that was a huge turnoff. I was like, if you finger me, you will slice me the fuck up. Like,
yeah.
That's not what I'm here for.
Probably that's the first thing you jump to.
What?
It makes sense.
When you see...
I was just like, oh, long fingernails on a guy. That is gross. But
when you see a woman's mouth, you don't go, my dick's going to look good inside.
I don't do that.
Oh.
No.
Well, I guess we are different people. And then... he was like a server at Red Robin and like wouldn't let me talk. And I was like, how do you think your life is this interesting? How in the world? You work at Red Robin. And then at that point, I was like, I'm not fucking this man. I also don't give a shit about him. And he is like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I was like, great. Oh, and then at that point, I just told him I was a comedian. Usually I don't tell people. But then he was like, yeah, I have people who do comedy too. A lot of improv friends. And I was like, oh yeah, I don't think I know them. I don't really like hang out with students or anything anymore. Like I just perform. And he's like, no, but you probably see them around. I was like, honestly, no, I don't. He like kept insisting that I knew his friends. And I was like, no, no, you're fucking friends. And then he like couldn't fathom that I made money doing comedy.
Yeah.
He like really couldn't wrap his mind around that. Cause he was like, I'm trying to write for television. And I think I'm almost there. And I was like, I mean, you're not. And I know it. I feel it just from your fucking vibe. So he goes to the bathroom, comes back, and he's like, do you want to get out of here? And like, you know? And I was like, oh, actually, I have a very early flight in the morning. And I did have a flight, but it was at noon. But I just was like, I can't let those nasty little nails come near me. They're just so gross. Did you ever see An Interview with a Vampire?
I don't remember their
like
nails.
They're weird white ovals.
But I do
like,
imagine vampire nails looking like that.
So
that's like
gross.
The Nosferatu nail. So yeah, I'd buy it.
And then he was like, oh, all right, so you're going to go? And I was like, oh, this man is throwing a fit. So then I was like, I can stay for like a drink. And he's like, oh, fine. And I was like, I'll pay for it. And he's like, no, I'll do it. And I was like, all right.
Like turned into a 5-year-old?
Yes, he did, because I wouldn't fuck him. And then... he, like, sat down. We had a normal conversation. Then I was like, it's time for me to go. And he's like, all right. And then he walked me outside and gave me the tightest hug I have ever had from a person I don't know. And he whispered in my ear, let me know when you're back. And I was like, okay. And then I get in my car, and he also messaged me on Tinder, let me know when you're back. And I was like, cool story, bro. And then I didn't message him for a while. And then a week later, he was like, I know exactly who you are. You're Nicole Byer. I asked my comedy friends about you. And I was like, well, now it's even weirder. That's... Goodbye.
I think that a general note could be that you should never text someone, I know exactly who you are.
Yeah, because it was very disarming. Like... I was like, oh, no. I'd rather people just, I don't know, if you figure it out later, you could bring it up organically. Or I really like when men tell me in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you perform.
I recognize you, yeah.
Or I've heard you on like a podcast or whatever. I sat through a 2-hour date with this man who smelled like a dish rag, who didn't tell me who I was until the end. And then I was like, well, it felt like you had a secret for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then we were supposed to have a second part of the date, and I faked a phone call. And it was not very well pretended, but I was like, I can't go. I have work to do. They need a script by 8 a.m. tomorrow, which is such a lie. Nobody ever needs a script by 8 a.m. No one. Not a single person has ever been like, 8 a.m. scripts.
I will be awake at 8 a.m. for sure and ready to read a script.
And I'll be right by my computer just waiting for my inbox to tick up one.
Yeah, that ends after college.
Yeah. But he asked me when I was free again, and I said Thanksgiving. And then he kept texting, and I was like, oh, wow. If someone told me they weren't free until Thanksgiving and it's August, I'd be like, oh, you're not into me.
That's too far away.
You don't want it. But he texted for a while.
Yeah.
And then finally stopped, and I was like, oh, thank God. So you say you don't ghost people. So
Not in any sort of like – I guess essentially ghosting would be like you're texting, then all of a sudden you never respond.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't done that in years, no.
See, I think that's nice. Although I do think if you go on one date, you can ghost somebody.
You think so?
I think up to 3 dates.
Yeah. I think it's always nice to send a text.
Okay.
And up to 3 dates, that's a minimum. Uh-huh. And maybe phone sometime after that is okay.
Oh, you talk to people?
No, I don't generally.
Okay.
But I am really trying my best to be able to give people news I don't want to give them to their faces, because it's not a skill that I have.
It's bad. It's
and
hard.
So I'm really trying to get better at, like, what's the worst case scenario?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all right, I hurt their feelings and they see it happen. Mm-hmm. I see it happen and it's a bummer, but they're not going to kill me. They're not, you know,
no.
I just really, I think it's got something to do with always wanting to be liked, is you don't want to make someone feel bad.
But I do think it's good to deliver bad news in person.
Yeah. But I one time had a girl break up with me over text. We had, like, maybe hung out 5 times, and it was, like, so nice. It was,
what
like,
did she say?
I had texted her a couple times, and she was kind of, like, falling off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it got – then she sent me a long one that was like, hey – like, she lived an hour away, and she was like, hey, I think the distance is too far, and, like, it's not super working. I think we'll just have to go our separate ways or whatever. And
I love that!
I was, like, in my car at, like, Sunset Junction, and I read it, and I was like, hell yeah, okay, great. Like, I'm sure it would have hurt a lot more if I was, like, really, like, feeling her, you know, and, like, into it. But I was kind of in the same place.
Uh-huh.
And so it was just, like, I was like, this doesn't need to be a phone call where we have to be like, okay,
well,
great to know you.
Best of luck.
Yeah.
I hate when people say best of luck.
Yes.
I don't need your luck. I'm doing fine. I was doing fine before you. I'll do fine after you. I don't need
it. You can tell by the intensity of the way I'm saying this. Can I make an observation?
Yes.
It's really interesting because you are in one way, like, way more willing than me to be vulnerable. You go on a lot of dates.
Mm-hmm.
You set yourself up for a lot of dates. You're like,
awful.
Really, you try to meet people and find somebody. I can't do that. First dates are horrifying to me. I don't want to do them.
They're the worst.
But on the other end of that, you're not fully willing to, like, give up yourself on those dates. You won't tell them you're a comedian. Like, I bet you're pretty on, I'd imagine, or you are putting on some sort of front, whatever it is, to not give up, like, the full version of yourself.
Well, I try to not be super funny.
Yeah.
That sounds so dumb. Well, I try not to do bits.
Yeah.
With people, especially if they're not, because these people I meet on Tinder aren't comedians, so I try not to do, like, a bit, because people don't understand sarcasm sometimes, and they'll be like, wait, what? I do that too sometimes, but I usually tell if someone's
joking.
Except
for me a few days ago where we were like, we had a waitress and we were like halfway through this bit. It was a hot day, and we were talking about how we wanted a really hot soup. And like, it became very clear that she did not know we were joking, and she was like, so no soup?
That's very funny. Yeah, I don't do bits like that because, like, they'll be like, oh, this girl wants soup. And also, I'm fat. So if I did a bit about wanting soup, they'd be like, you can eat it. It's fine. I know you eat. Just be, like, very awkward. So I try not to be as funny.
Yeah.
But I try to be, like, honest. Sometimes I'll, like, slip and be like, oh, I'm coming from a show. And they'll be like, what show? And I'm like, a show where performances happen. I don't know. I feel like that puts a weird pressure on it to be like,
to be funny right away, or
because then they feel weird when they're like, oh, I have no idea who you are. And it's like, oh, that's fine. You don't have to know who every comedian in the world is. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about our hookup story. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to, like, own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at, like, having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DATEME20, Nuuly, subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who, like, is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult
consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, Dan Lippert, we have hooked up.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember the night?
I do, yeah.
It was at UCB Franklin.
Uh-huh.
Were we drinking after a show?
Yes.
And I got very drunk, and I said, Dan Lippert, can I suck your dick in a bathroom? And you said, okay.
But there were a few asks before I said yes.
Oh, was there? I'm very persistent until I get what I want. And for whatever reason, I wanted to suck your dick.
It was very disarming. Because it was not like we were like in a cocktail party and you took me aside. It was a small room full of people.
And you kept leaning over
and asking it in a stage whisper, like not a real whisper, like a Nicole whisper.
Excuse me. Can I suck your dick?
I'm like relatively open about sex in general, but like I'm uncomfortable like in the moment around people I know. I don't like kissing a girlfriend in front of friends, like stuff like that, is very jarring to me. So just that made me uncomfortable in the moment. But I said yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I blew in that bathroom, and then I distinctly remember spitting your cum in the sink, and you went, wow.
I don't remember that.
I do. Ooh-wee, baby!
I don't remember that.
So why didn't you date me?
Why didn't I date you? That's a good question that I haven't thought about super hard coming into this.
Well, I didn't tell you anything about, right? I didn't give you any information about this podcast.
No. But I had a feeling when it was like, this is not about, you were like, do you want to know what it is? I had a feeling it would be like something about. Like,
okay, great. Also, am I good at sucking dick?
Yeah.
Yay! What a dream! Okay, why wouldn't you date me?
We had no general, like, history that showed me, like, that we should date anyway.
Fair.
We had no, like, we had hung out once after we auditioned for mod teams together, or I auditioned with Millhiser.
Oh, yeah.
And you were right after us, and we all got wine afterwards.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
You guys were, like, pretty new to LA, and we all hung out, and it was, like, fun. But otherwise, we had, like, no context for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the impression from that night that that wasn't, like, a thing that was like, this is some, like, you being like, I want to date you. It was just kind of like, I had heard you describe in the past that you were attracted to, like, doughy bearded guys. And so I was like, well, I was the doughiest beardedest guy in the room. And you locked in.
And I was like, that's what I want. He's got a beard and I want his dick in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
And I realized that, like, I was like this in the sense of, like, not being good at saying no to somebody up front, but also not wanting to, like, lead anyone on. Because afterwards, you were like, come home with me.
Yes, I do remember
that. And I was
that.
Like, this, that, the one way you could look at it is I got mine, I'm not coming home with you. But my angle was, like, I think that would be, like, fulfilling a promise that, like, I wasn't ready to fulfill of, like,
fair.
I'm going to come and I'm going to be in your bed. And, like, that's much more intimate to me and specific.
I think that was very respectful of you. I think it was, like, I was real drunk. So I think if you had come home with me, I'd probably have been like, oh, is this now a thing?
And it's like,
well, no, you're very drunk and... Truly, yeah, we had no history together, like, before, until I was like, give it to me.
I regretted that I never talked to you after about it. Like, I felt like
But how would you have brought that up?
Right, like, it's a weird text to send.
It's so weird to be like, hey, Nicole, you blew me. Like, I don't know what you would have said.
Yeah, what... other than probably like, hey, that was fun, let's do it again or something like that.
Yes.
What would be your ideal text to receive from someone that like didn't want to date you after that happened?
Let's see. Okay. I guess if you had texted, hey, that was fun. it's not going to happen again. No, that was so mean.
That was fun. I feel like we were both drunk. And yeah. I don't want to lead you on and have you expect that might happen again.
Yeah.
Or is it, because that almost feels like a rejection to an offer that was never put out there.
Yes. So maybe what happened was what should have happened, where we just never talked about it.
Yeah. I have
it's
a bit
not
of a...
like, I think I was like, come home with me, because I was like, great, I got it. And I'll get fucked now.
Right.
But, like, by no means was I like, Dan Lippert's now my new boyfriend. Right. So maybe a good text would have been, hey, that was wild. Still buddies? No.
Still buddies?
All of them, I think, are very weird.
There's
very
not a
awkward.
Perfect one.
No.
And there's probably a best one, but maybe
I'm
not a perfect one.
Trying to think of what I've said to people.
A thing I'm working on too, and like, and just, I think like the way men are trained is that women always want to immediately be dating and have a boyfriend and are the vulnerable one, and you have to take care of those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And like a thing that I'm constantly working on is the idea of like, we are both equal partners in this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to take care of you and make you feel better about the thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And assume you want to marry me just because of that.
Which is good. It's good to not be like, oh, no, now she wants to marry me.
Right. But I think most guys, like, immediately have that fear. They're already imagining you falling in love and them being, like, a typical man or whatever.
Yeah.
And so instead of dealing with it in, like, any sort of real way and talking about it, I think they, like, have weird reactions.
Just throw up weird barriers about it. I think we should all be able to talk openly about feelings. I don't know why people get so turned off talking about their feelings. Like, if I'm dating somebody, I want to be like, I like you, and not have them be like, oh, great, she likes me.
Right.
And if he doesn't like me back, I want him to feel like he can go, I like you too, but honestly, this is progressing just a little too fast. And I'd be like, oh, okay, then great. Like, I know where you stand on this.
It's perfectly ideal. It's like, we can both say what we want, and then, like, you're allowed to have your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
But that, like, I shouldn't have to decide whether or not that hurts your feelings before I ever say it.
And I feel like I spent a lot of time being like, well, what's he going to say if I say this?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God, that's exhausting.
Yes.
Why can't we just say what we feel?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm not going to – I think that, like – and then it's about, like, navigating that when the thing someone says is not what you want to hear.
Yeah, but that's going to happen over and over and over in your life. You're going to constantly hear things that you don't want to hear.
Do you have a man that you've, like, dated or been with who is, like, the one you compare everyone else to now? Like, the one that got away or, like, the ideal?
I don't have, like, a one that got away because I've never been in, like, a healthy relationship where, like, we were equals and both were in it to win. I've only been in, like, long things with sociopaths where I'm like, he's a crazy person and this is not good. So I'm, like, looking for someone to compare other people to.
Yeah.
Well, like, the longest thing I had was with this, like, crazy person who were, like, now when I'm dating a dude, I'll be like, oh, that truly wasn't normal. What this person's doing is way more normal, and this feels good. I'm learning that, like, I have to be comfortable with a man. Like,
yeah.
I spent a lot of time being uncomfortable and then trying to, like, be myself, but also trying to fit what he wanted, and it's like, that's so hard. I spent, like, a lot of time and energy doing that, so now I spend a lot of time and energy just being like, I'm me, do you like it? That's it.
That's good.
Yeah, man, it's tough, and I'm just getting older.
I that's a thing that, like, I really have to turn off this part of my brain, because when women say it, I'm like, that doesn't seem like a big deal. And then it's like, well, that's because you're a guy. Like, I have this weird context for that because my dad was 65 when he had me.
Wow.
Yeah. And my mom was 28 years younger. So I have this thing
God.
Of like.
I thought you were going to say your mother was 28
no,
while
she
your
was
dad
39.
Was 65.
It was still a big age difference.
Uh-huh.
But so, like, my ideal, my, like, I would, like, oh, I might not start my family until I'm 60. Like, and so I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm waiting for the perfect person to come along in the meantime. But I think, like, for women that
do you want kids?
I think I do, yeah. My
I
brother
not.
Just had a baby, and
ooh,
I'm like,
fun.
Oh, this is great.
How old's your brother?
38.
72. Okay, 38.
So, yeah, he's 72. His wife is 16. And it's their fourth child.
Babies are, like, fun and they're cute, but I just can't imagine, like, waking up in the middle of the night and having, like, little eyes staring at me being like, Mama?
Yeah.
I peed in the bed. And I'd be like, ugh. Then, like, flip your mattress over. Deal with it. Don't know. Change your sheets and do the laundry, you dumb dumb. There's a toilet in this house.
Do you have siblings?
I have one.
You have one. What's the age difference?
She's a year and a half older than me.
What's her dating life like?
She is, I won't throw all her business
out there. Oh, yeah, that might be rude to ask.
She's single, and she is an introvert. She's very quiet. We are truly polar opposites. My mother used to say that she wished she could cut us in half and, like, make two little perfect people, because she was like, you talk too much, you don't talk enough. Like, I really scarred her. She still, to this day, if someone asks the both of us a question, she'll, like, defer to me. And I'm like, you're 32! Answer yourself!
Yeah, go ahead,
and
it's Nicole. Like, well, I spent scream the answer.
Yep, because that's what I always would do. And then I just figured out, so one of my legs is longer than the other. Mm. And I kind of, I walk like a drunk person. I kind of, like, wobble around. And she used to always run into me, and I'd be like, Catherine, God, can't you walk straight? And then, truly, maybe 4 years ago, she was like, it's you! You're the one who's been doing it! And this has been going on since we were, like, I don't know, six?
For 20-something years, yeah. You blamed her for your short leg?
Yeah. It's you! Like, her little voice.
Just, like, blew up one night.
Uh-huh. And so she is struggling with dating, too. So we both have dead parents.
Uh-huh.
So I think we have abandonment issues.
Right.
So I think both of us invest in people too quickly because we're like, you may go away, so I need to latch on right now. And that's a huge issue I have. When I find someone that I'm like, I don't know, one thing works. You don't check off everything on my list, but one thing works. I want this. We get along. You might die. So those are my issues.
Yeah, I understand that. I think my mom is still alive. I was old enough when my dad died that it didn't feel like an abandonment situation.
How old are you?
When my dad died?
Yeah, this is recent.
It was 2011, so that was 6 years ago. So I would have been 25.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it wasn't like an abandonment thing.
Well, no, 25 is like pretty good. I was 16 and then 21, which is...
That is so sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
so especially
16,
like high school.
Your mom dead.
Oh, God.
Oh, 21, you drink? Your dad dead.
But now you can legally...
rent a car.
Could you date a guy? How long could you date a guy without having sex?
Jesus Christ. Honestly, maybe a month?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because like...
And that would mean that like I like you.
Yeah.
Like... I like your face. I like what you're saying. I like everything about you. But, like, if I'm iffy on anything, 2 dates.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're iffy, you'll have sex sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then I can just be like, oh, all of it's bad. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if it's iffy, yeah. It's iffy and the dick is good, then I'm like, oh, maybe I will stick around for a little bit. I don't know. Sex is pretty important to me. I like to fuck.
Uh-huh.
Is sex important to you? How long would you go without having sex?
I don't know. That I asked you an answer that it might be a question that might be an impossible thing to answer. But like, because you're like, you put out there that you're like a very sex forward person.
Very sex positive, sex forward. I love dicks.
Yeah.
I love getting my pussy pounded. It's what I love.
Yeah, everybody does, I think.
Some people don't. Like, I have some lady friends who are like, sex is not important to me.
Yeah.
And I think they have more estrogen or something.
I think
I don't know.
Sexual compatibility is important to me. Like, I don't necessarily like need to have sex right away, but like I'll know based on other compatibility with someone if we're going to be sexually compatible.
What do you mean sexually compatible? You a freak? You tie bitches up?
Yeah. Before sex, that's my first question. I bake them cookies and I tie them up and I make them eat them. No, I don't know. It's like a hard thing to explain, but it's like, oh, like the way I kiss works with the way you kiss. And like this thing I happen to like, you also happen to like. Like oh, I kind of pulled your hair, and you were like immediately into it. Mm-hmm. They're like, all right, that worked right away.
And then you tie them up.
And right away you tie them up. but like, it's
put
just
them in
like,
the basement.
You've had like the type of sex, or I have, and I'm assuming most people have, that's like, oh, everything is a false start.
Yes. They're like, nothing is coming together correctly. Yeah.
And sometimes that'll happen the first time with anyone just because it's awkward. But like multiple times, it's like it keeps being like, is this okay? Is it, oh, you hated that? Like, and at a certain point, like there are people who it's like right away, it just works and it's fun. And you're willing to forgive other parts of a relationship because that's working.
The crazy man that I dated for a while, it, like the first time we had sex was like incredible. Everything worked. Everything fit together. And I was like, ooh wee, I'm in it to win it. And then he was like, but I'm Christy. And I was like, okay, I'll just like, we can sidestep that. And you're like, are you sure?
I'm going to be crazier.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to run stoplights. Okay, it's fine. I'm going to yell at you on a regular basis. It's fine. That dick is great. I will find the good in anyone if the sex is good.
Yes.
Because sex is weird. Like, I've had so much weird sex where you're like, oh, God, that was so strange. And like, was it worth it? I don't know.
It's odd and very personal.
Mm-hmm. I once slept with a man whose dick was broken. It literally looked like someone had punched it. It was like it was broken. No one can see what I'm doing with my arm.
You're like, you're doing a come here motion with your arm, like flicking your wrist towards you.
It was like truly.
As if his penis went up and an L shape.
Yes, it was crazy looking. And you can't go, wow, what is that?
Oh, man.
So I just was like, I guess I try to have sex with this dick?
He didn't give you any, like...
No, there was no warning that his dick was insane to look at. It was like one of those duck screwdriver dicks. It was so crazy to look at. And then he never got fully hard, probably because his dick was broken. And then mushed it all into a condom. It was like loose flesh in a balloon. And then he was trying to like mash it in me. And I was like, this is the worst day of my life.
I think you got to say something if you're him. I think if you're him, you got to at least give a small hint.
My dick is broken?
Yeah. Or like, hey, this isn't going to be normal. It's going to be what you expect. Let me talk you through it.
Uh-huh. My dick is weird. It's never going to fully get hard. And I'm going to really try to mash it inside of you.
What, did his personality suggest that he was a guy with a weird, broken dick?
No. He seemed like very chill, very cool. We like watched a movie at my house. And then he was like, do you want to? And anytime a dude initiates, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it. But then I was like, what? What is this? It was wild. I once slept with a man with a micro dick. Have you ever seen a micro dick in person?
The only one I've seen is in Scary Movie. They show a picture of a baby dick, I think, or maybe Scary Movie 2. And so that's what I imagine every time someone talks about it.
Yeah, man. It's like that. This dude had like a fleshy acorn sitting on two silver dollar pancakes. Okay. It was the smallest dick I'd ever seen in my life. And I was very drunk, so I was like, booty call, come over. And then I was like, how you coming to a dick appointment without a dick? And then he like pulled down his pants, and I gasped audibly, and then was like, oh! And then he was like, I know. And I was like, but what does he know?
Yeah, he acted like, I know, it's great? Like, that was his thing?
I don't know. I was confused. He, like, really threw me for a loop. And
was he really good at going down on you?
He was.
Because that's the trade-off for him. It's like, okay, I have to win them over another way.
Then after he was done, he's like, can you suck it? And I was like, okay. And it was like having a thimble in my mouth. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, how does this feel good? It can't feel good for this is so weird.
Oh, man.
And he was like, no, I'm going to fuck you. And I was like, but with what? It was crazy.
Already am self-conscious enough if like sometimes a woman will like use her whole hand on mine and I won't like how small my dick looks in their full hand. It's also bad if you're just using your thumb and forefinger because it looks like it's like, this is all
so
I need.
Weird.
And it's like, no, pretend you need two hands. Like at least act like you need both of them for me.
That is so funny. I have never just used my thumb and pointer finger. That seems like it wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, it's not like they made the okay sign and their other fingers were like straight up. But it's like, these are the only ones I need to really do any work with.
Fair.
And it's like, at least pretend the foot, like, you know.
Yeah, give the illusion that, I don't know. I enjoy, like, I don't like hand jobs. I think they're dumb. But I do, I'll jerk off as I'm blowing somebody.
Yeah.
And I like doing it, so I don't have to pretend. But I feel like more women should pretend that they like what they're doing, even though they don't like blowjobs.
Yeah, I've never had anyone that seemed like they hated it, or that like seemed like it wasn't fun for them. So.
I hate this.
Ugh, this is the worst.
This is terrible.
You specifically too. I've enjoyed these in the past.
Here's a question: have you ever seen a pussy you don't like?
Only in porn.
Oh. So you'll be watching a porn and be like, yuck, I got to turn this one off.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Really? In person? You've never seen a pussy that you were like,
that many women,
yuck!
No.
Like, how many people have you slept with?
I actually don't know the number off the top of my head, but I think it's like 7 or 8.
Wow. Okay. Mine is more.
Yours is more.
Not that much more. Yeah. Marcy asked me recently, and I told her, and she's like, oh. That's nothing. I thought you were going to say like 70. I was like, 70? That's so many people.
You talk about it a lot.
You talk about it every dang day. I thought you had one for every dang day of the week. Yeah, I think I'm at 31.
Okay.
Which is.
That is more than 7 or 8.
It is more
than
7 or 8.
You said yours is not much more. It's more than that.
It is.
Which I think you were trying to make me feel okay. So that's nice of you.
Well, no, 7 or 8 is great. And you've been in long term relationships. I've never been in like a full committed relationship where there was love.
I wanted to let that sit for a second. I'm sorry about that.
Nobody loves me.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. It's fine. Truly. I've got lots of issues. What was I going to say? Oh, I have not a Google Doc, but I have a Word document where I've recounted everyone I've slept with.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty detailed, and I rate dicks.
Wow. I got to see that.
I started off doing it as like an exercise in just writing. I was like, I need to write more.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll write every time this happens.
Wow.
And I went through it and read it after Marcy asked. And our friend Marcy, she'll probably be on this later. And some of the stuff I wrote was wild, or some of the situations were wild. There was one where I was like, I went home with this guy from the bar specifically because he did a bad Obama impression, but he enjoyed it so much. And then the ending to that was not good. We were wasted, and he lived across the street from this bar in New York on 107th and Broadway. And he's like, I was on top of him, and then he was like, I want to get on top. And I was like, all right. He gets on top of me. Then he was like, you got to move. You have to go. You have to move.
What?
And I was like, what is happening? So I get off his bed, and he starts power puking into his bed.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, oh! Had it been a second later, that man would have been power puking into my fucking face. And then I couldn't find my bra. And then he was like, get out!
So he was truly, if you were going to ask me what's the opposite of sex with Obama, what would it be like? It would be that. He was a bad Obama in every way.
Yeah, he was a terrible Obama in every way. And I didn't feel like Michelle. It was so
I just
bad.
Want to feel like Michelle.
That's all. I want to feel like Michelle Obama. You have to go teach a class,
sorry.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so we should wrap this up. Dan Lippert, thank you so much for being here.
Did I do it right?
You did it. You did it right. Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I guess my podcast, The Teacher's Lounge, with my sketch group Big Grande, is on howl.fm. We do improv as 4 different teachers, and we have a lot of guests. And you did a live episode of that.
I did do a live episode of a woman who I think was not wearing clothing.
Yeah, I think you – yeah. We didn't endow you with that. You said that was you.
I said it just all by myself. It is it's a great podcast.
Oh, thank you.
It's very fun. Dan also performs with Winslow at UCB on Friday.
Fridays at 9:30.
It's a great show.
LA.
You can go see it. If you like this podcast, you should rate me 5 stars on iTunesies. And if you rate me 5 stars and write a review where you hit on me, I will read it on the podcast.
Hell yeah.
And an example of something you can say is, let's have sex. I want to stretch your pussy out. You're so pretty to me, inside and out. Good personality. I got a thing for big, pretty women. I got a nice dick. Another.
Stop at 1 or 2, I think. Edit yourself.
Another example is, as long as I have a face, you have a place to sit.
Oh, that's
so
a good one.
So anything fun and juicy like that. And if you would like to date me and you are good looking, I might go on a date with you. So you can also just strictly, like, just ask. Just ask. I perform every Sunday at Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Franklin at 11 p.m. If you like what you hear, you can ask me on a date in person. If you do that, honestly, I'll think you're wild, but if La Poubelle's open, we'll go have a drink. Okay, Dan Lippert, thank you so
much.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Coming back from an injury or any painful condition is not a do-it-yourself project. Gaylord Physical Therapy in Cromwell, Cheshire, and North Haven has the technology and talent to help you get back to what you love. Whether it's taking a walk or running a marathon, Gaylord Physical Therapy in Cromwell, Cheshire, and North Haven can help you get back to your personal best. Gaylord, think possible.
Also available in Madison and Wallingford. Go to gaylord.org for more information.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.